Girl 38, Finding a Friend, by Eva Josefkovic, and read by Katie Sobey, for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. Captain Eagleheart had done all he could, but everyone on board could hear the engine struggling. An ear-splitting screech ripped the air. Some of the crew started to scream, waiting for the crash. But Girl 38 knew that they were going to make it. She wasn't like the other girls. She was a highly skilled space traveller, cool-headed, noble, and brave.
Cat, what are you doing? Drawing that stupid comic again?
Look, Jem hissed at me.
He's here. Apparently he has some news for us. I overheard him talking to Miss Seymour in the corridor.
I added the finishing touches to crazy, fiery sparks exploding from the spacecraft before I looked up and saw Mr. Kim strolling into the classroom. I immediately felt my face heat up. I'd forgotten how tall he was. He looked like one of those celebrity basketball players. He'd had a haircut over the holidays and got different glasses. I glanced at my sketch of Captain Eagleheart and regretted getting so far ahead with it. He was modelled on Mr. Kim, and I could now see that his new look suited the character much better. But then again, maybe it was for the best. Jem would have definitely noticed the similarity, and I wouldn't have heard the end of it.
"Greetings all,"
he said to us, giving an exaggerated wave. I heard Jem sigh. Unlike me, she didn't think much of him, but then sometimes I wondered whether she thought much of anyone apart from Aaron.
"Welcome to a new term. I hope you all had a great 6 weeks off. I'm sure you have some wonderful stories to tell. Save them until lunchtime if you possibly can, though, because I need to take the register, and then I have an important announcement."
I could tell that Jem was distracted. Something, or rather someone, across the room had caught her eye. She whispered from behind her long, dark hair,
"I'm going to go on a date with him this term."
For a second, I thought she meant Mr. Kim, and I wondered if she'd lost the plot. But she was gazing at Aaron, who was busy looking at his phone under the desk.
"What? Seriously?" I asked her.
"Yeah, my horoscope said so. It'll probably happen in September. Maybe October at the latest."
"Right."
I didn't know what else to say.
"Gemma, I'm sure you're not listening," Mr. Kim said. "And if you were listening, you might find that you're interested. As I was saying, Julius will be joining us tomorrow. His family are still in the process of moving, so unfortunately he couldn't make it in today. But I want you all to make him feel welcome when he starts. He's a top swimmer, and he comes from a fascinating part of the country, so he'll have loads to tell you. Now, next on my list, your timetables."
A red spot appeared high up on Jem's cheek. She'd always had that spot. The first time I'd noticed it was when we were in nursery and there was a prize for the most helpful person in our class. It went to a girl called Molly. Jem didn't cry or anything. I just saw the red spot appear, and then her fists clenched tightly at her sides. My own stomach knotted with nerves when I saw it. I guessed that, right now, she was already prickling at the thought of Julius maybe being better than her at swimming. Perhaps other things, too. It was unlikely, of course, as Jem's the swimming champion and best in our class at most things. Even so, she doesn't like anyone or anything that might be a threat. I've known Jem since we were 3, which is a super long time, over 9 years. We met at the gates of nursery on our first day there. She was shorter than me and wore a big fluffy white dress that made her look a bit like a snowman.
"Want to be my friend?" she'd asked.
I'd nodded. It was as simple as that. I thought I was lucky, because there were always a lot of people who wanted to be Jem's friend, but she only chose me. And she looked out for me after that. If you weren't Jem's